Hey, welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I've been enjoying some of the great Florida bulbs in my landscape, and I have a list of some you might enjoy too. Master Gardener Bob Hodling joins us from his garden, and back by popular demand, Joni discusses the twig ant. We're also waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, 5400. That's a new number, 407-916-5400. You can text us, of course, at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Tom Benson is at the controls. Teresa Watkins and I are co-hosting the program from our homes, and Joni is here too. So please join Tom, Teresa, Bob, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. Make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistler horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items a real boater always has ready. Be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Here's a question for you. Where in Florida is or was the gladiolia capital of the world? We'll tell you in just a little bit. What made me think of this is my glads are flowering right now. Our first one named Dauntless, named from the 1940s. It's a peach color with a red blotch in the center. Mine are flowering no matter what the rabbits did to them. The rabbits have stopped chewing right now, by the way. And this made me think of the great bulbs we have in Florida. No, they're not the tulips, the hyacinths, and such from the northern landscapes, but our tropical selections. And I have my list, and I know Teresa has her favorites, too. There'll be some of the same, I'm sure, and some different ones. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens and Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Don't forget our books for those who love gardening, both mine and Teresa's. Just go up online. I'm sure you put out our names, they'll pop up. Hour number one, Bob Hodling, University of Florida Master Gardener, joins us from his garden. I've asked him what was a success and what maybe disappointed him. I can tell you he grows great corn, as he shared some with me, when the rabbits got my crop. Hour number two, Teresa has had an experience this week helping a landscaper pick the right plants for the right landscape place. And it started her thinking maybe all of us could be using some of this help, and picking the right plants for the right place is fundamental to a good landscape. And we'll have the help you need in just a little bit. Don't forget the webpage is up for May, almost over, only 2 days left. and we'll have what to plant in the landscape. But June is right around the corner, of course, and I've already tossed out my May planting dates for that. So June it will be here, and we can have that up. June will come up very shortly. Tom Benson is at the controls in the studio. He'll answer your calls. And the number here, by the way, is 407-916-5400. We're going to have that for a while. So it's 916-5400, 407-916-5400. Teresa is co-hosting from home, and Joni is here at home also. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, new number. You know, the rumor is out. I don't know whether this is true or not, but Tom Benson didn't pay the bills.
Well, there's no surprise there.
Actually, we're redoing the lines and things like that. So this is if you're going to call, I think most people have toll-free phones these days where you can call anywhere you want. But it's a more local number, 407-916-5400 or 5400, however you want to say it. And also, you can text us. Text is still working, 23680, and I am monitoring that right in front of me here. So it's 23680. So everybody have a good week this week?
Sure did.
Have a great week.
Looking forward to perhaps another attempt at the SpaceX launch today at 3:22.
I know. I sat there at the television and got down to, what, 4 minutes?
Yeah.
And it didn't go off. So anyway, Joni's been out mowing this week.
Yes, I have.
And she loves getting out on that mower and just riding.
Yes, I don't let you ride on my mower.
I know I don't do that.
Yes.
Tom, that sounds like a good deal.
I hate it. I hate it. But she does our lawn and does her neighbor's lawn also.
Yes.
Which is kind of, we have a unique deal where we mow the lawn. They edge the area,
yep.
And I do the pest control fertilizer. So
yes.
It works well for both of us. Hey, we got rain this week.
We sure did. I have a lot of bulbs blooming in my yard.
Oh, good.
We're going to be talking about those in just a little bit here. We got 3 inches at my house. Beverly in Tallahassee got just about nothing, she said. Jim outside of Gainesville in Newberry had, I think in one day, 2.75 inches, somewhere around there. And all of them are harvesting great crops. Beverly sent me pictures of her tomatoes, which are just looking great. And Jim says he has corn, I think peppers and cucumbers doing well. So we got some great gardeners out there listening.
That's wonderful. Well, if you want to be a great gardener, you can call in and ask your questions or text, and we can help with that. Such inspiration from the emails.
Yeah, and don't forget, new number, just for a few weeks, 407-916-5400, and Tom will be answering the phone, Tom Benson. Now, you have a newsletter, right, Teresa?
I do. I have a monthly newsletter. It's going to be coming out this week with the June issue, and it's free. It gives my gardening tips and also design tips, and I have several features every month that are a lot of fun, and they can go to my website, which is she-consulting.com. And they can sign up there, or they can just Google Teresa Watkins in your backyard, and they'll see it.
Okay, Teresa, when they put that in, do they write out the word dot or just use a dot?
No, they don't write the word dot out. So it's she and then a dash, a little hyphen, consulting, and then the little dot com. So
okay.
It's just your standard dot com.
Sounds good. Okay, so everybody will be able to do that. Hey, I've got a quiz for everybody here. I thought we'd just start off today, a little bulb quiz. Teresa already hinted at what we'll be talking about today. So here's the first question for us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Florida has a lot of famous bulbs. And so I figure you might want to know where some of the areas have been made famous about them. Where is the caladium capital of the world? Here's the choices. Is it Tampa? Is it Sanford? Is it Tallahassee? Or is it Lake Placid? Joni? Tampa, Sanford, Tallahassee, or Lake Placid? Caladium capital of the world.
Listening to you. What's the answer?
Take a choice. Tampa, Sanford, Tallahassee, or Lake
Sanford.
Placid?
Sanford.
Okay. Tom?
Well, I'll go along with that. Yeah, Sanford.
Okay. Teresa knows, I'm sure.
I do, because we've been there many times with the University of Florida.
Okay. Lake Placid, Florida.
Uh-oh.
Palladium capital of the world.
Well, I didn't sneak into your briefcase.
No, you didn't check out. I didn't let you know ahead of time. Yeah, so it's down there, Sebring, Lake Placid area. The palladium started out in central Florida, probably in Oviedo, went to Gotha, Florida. Then they went down to Naples and up to Lake Placid. So it's palladium capital of the world. Okay, this one gets a little tougher, gang. Where is the gladiola capital of the world? Was it Tampa? Give them another choice. St. Augustine, Fort Myers, or Monticello? Joni?
Now, is this the Monticello in
North
Virginia?
Florida.
North Florida. It's North in North Florida. Okay.
Everything.
I don't know this one.
Joni, you got Tampa, St. Augustine, Fort Myers.
Tampa.
Okay. One for Tampa. Tom?
Taking a guess, I'll say St. Augustine.
Okay. Teresa?
I'm going to go with Tampa.
Thank you.
It's Fort Myers.
Oh, shoot. Fort Myers. Wow.
Fort Myers. They started growing gladiolas there in 1935, and it finished up in about 1970. The gladiolas coming in from other areas of the world did the farms in, and also the farms sold their farmland for housing development. But we were the gladiola capital of the world. And I think Lee County also claimed that portion.
Does that mean gladiolas do well in alkaline soils near the beach?
I don't know. It must, because that's where it is, over in that area there.
But I would not have thought that.
Yeah, I mean, neither. But anyway, looks like we had a great... You can go up on the line, put in gladiola capital of the world, and get some great pictures of the fields and everything at that time. Okay. My favorite bulbs for the garden. Teresa, why don't you start off? You got one that's not on my list, so go for it.
Well, I'm telling you, I first saw this plant when I was visiting family in Scotland, and it just took my breath away. It just was so beautiful, so interesting. It almost looks like a grass, but it has flowers coming off of it, and this was a red, beautiful flower coming off, and they're called crocosmia, and they're related to the gladiolas. And so crocosmia, the word means saffron, and smell, and it smells like saffron when you put it into water. It's native to South Africa, and it does wonderfully here in Florida. And so you can get red ones, orange ones, yellow ones. They're hardy to 5 degrees, and you divide the bulbs once or twice one or 2 years, and then there's really no basic pest problems. So it's a really nice bulb for a little mass planting or a container.
Yeah, I think Lucifer is one of the more prevalent of the varieties.
It is, and that's the red one.
Yeah,
of course.
The red one. And you know, some of these bulbs are kind of hard to find. So if people want them, they're probably going to have to maybe even go up online. Used to be we could find them at the garden centers, but they're not that prevalent anymore.
No, especially like the cannas you can get usually in all the nurseries. They're usually popular, but my yard is full of bulbs right now. They're all blooming because we've had rain.
So what do you have in flower?
I have the rain lilies, the Zephyranthus.
Oh, love those. That's on my list. Mm. Yep.
And I have the white ones and the pink ones. And we do have a native rain lily, and that's the Zephyranthus adamasca. So that's a beautiful one. But they look like the yellow ones look like little crocuses.
Yeah. I have all three of them. The only one that blooms right now for me is the pink one.
That's what's blooming in my yard right now.
Yeah, and then the yellow one will probably come along. The white one of mine blooms during the fall of the year. But the rain lilies, really a great one for us. Number one at the top of my list has to be the caladium.
Beautiful.
It just does so well. And once you put them in the ground, they just keep coming back is what I like about them.
They do. They do. And they're good for shady areas, and especially the white ones with the red and the pink. They really shine in a shade garden.
Yeah. And many of these have been around for 100 years. Like Carolyn Wharton, Frida Hempel, Postman Joyner. Those are all name varieties, which is kind of neat to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And next one on my list. Well, I've got them kind of vary here, but the crinum lilies.
Yes.
I'm going to pronounce it. I like them. Beverly sent me a picture of her crinum flowering, and I've got several that are flowering right now also.
I like the milk and wine, the purple and white. There's kind of a deep burgundy purple and white. They're really, really, really pretty.
Yeah, that's a nice one. And that can get to be a pretty big plant, actually.
It can. Now, they do better in a moist soils. So, I mean, I see them out in like parking lot areas, and they just don't really thrive unless they're getting a lot of moisture.
Yeah, but they do well, that's for sure.
And, they do.
And you do need to prune off some of the old foliage periodically,
mm-hmm.
and that helps out. Good. Okay, I tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break at this time, because I'm sure Bob is going to be with us very shortly, Bob Hodling, and he'll be standing in his garden. I'm sure he probably will be if he goes right out back and sits on his great patio there. So we'll have that. If you want to text us, 23680. I already got a bunch of text messages here, so we'll get those for you. So we'll be back. Our number here is 407-916-5400. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. And they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. I think it's going to be a good day. My guess is I can predict some rain coming, but I guess at this time of year, that's pretty easy.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, we didn't get rain yesterday. Storms all around us. And we sat out and watched the lightning, or you were watching it. Yeah,
right.
But we didn't get, north of us, I'll tell you, it looked like it must have been a downpour, that's for sure.
We didn't get any rain here in College Park. I mean, maybe a drop or two, but not a lot of rain.
But you saw the lightning last night, right?
It was great. I love lightning.
Yeah.
Oh.
But my mother did, too. She'd stay there and watch. I guess it's her way of getting us used to it. I don't know. Hey, I've got one text message here. Let me do this, and then we'll go to Bob, Teresa.
Okay.
Says they developed a large patch in Tifway, Bermuda, almost overnight. So they fertilized, treated for insects. They've been watering prior to the rains. And they said, any idea, fungus, what to do? You know, in Bermuda like that, the area is about 5 by 8, he said, full sun. This is Tim in Lee Vista, Florida. And my guess is still it's a dry area. And maybe it's an area that's hard to wet. My guess with all the rain we've been getting is probably moist now, but the first thing I would do is take a trowel and dig down and see whether it has enough moisture in those spots. Teresa, you must see spots like that in landscapes that are hard to wet.
I sure do, and you know, sometimes it may be the irrigation's not hitting it, especially when it is dry weather, and you can turn the irrigation sprinkler on longer, and it's still not going to get wet. So I would have him check his irrigation system, and then if it's established, then the rains will bring it back, and he just needs to just mow it a few times.
Yeah, put a little cat food can out there or a rain gauge or something and see what you're really giving that area. And also I would dig down and look at the runners. If the runners are yellowish to greenish in color, you're getting some new growth out of it, I think you're okay. I don't think it's a fungus problem. The fungal problems at this time of the year on Bermuda are kind of limited. Could be insects, but my guess is it's just a dry area. So
I think so, too.
Good advice. Okay, let's get Bob in. What do you say? Our good friend Bob Hodling, University of Florida Master Gardener, website administrator, and Harry P. Lou Gardens guide. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning to you and everybody.
Yeah.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Are you out there standing in your garden?
I'm not. I'm actually sitting here on the patio and just enjoying the birds and the sunrise and thinking about out there in the garden.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. As Joni and I both know, Bob has indigo buntings coming in.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm jealous because I do not have those, Bob. I don't know how you get them in there, but they're certainly are beautiful birds, that's for sure.
They are beautiful. They're gone now, Tom. They left here about the 2nd of May. Is what when they usually leave.
Oh.
And they'll be back this fall.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you, you raised great corn because you shared some with me when my corn got eaten by the bunnies.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to eat bunnies right now, I'll be honest with you.
No.
Rabbit stew. Joni won't let me do that.
No.
Hey, Bob, you know, each year is different when it comes to gardens. They're quite varied. And just wondering, I know your corn produced well for you. What else has produced well for you this year?
You know, I was thinking about it, Tom, after we spoke the other day. You know, what is it the year of? You know, I have to say it's the year of the garden because everything has done well. And, you know, for the best of me, I can't figure out why because, you know, we had those 90 days of no rain whatsoever. You know, so watering had to be consistent. It was a lot of work to keep it going, but, gosh, the yard and the vegetable gardens, it's just, everything has been growing and doing great. So I guess as far as the year of, it's the year of the garden. But tomatoes, peppers, and corn, of course, are the ones that I really like and have done exceptionally well.
Yeah. Now, you always struggle with cucumbers. And did they do
Don't anything? Even mention that.
Okay.
Or
I'll keep my mouth shut. But you know,
where does he live?
Yeah, we know where he is.
I only had two good cucumbers this year, and they came from your yard.
Yeah. But you know, I think you hit the nail on the head a little bit. The lack of rain helped the gardens, and it kept down the fungal leaf spot on things like squash. Right now, if the rains have come back, my butternut squash is really starting to pick up leaf spots, but the production is about over, so that's okay with me.
Yeah, you know, Tom, I've stuck with this schedule that kind of got going now for a few years, and it's worked out quite well where, you know, I like to get things in the garden, you know, get it growing early March, late February, and then by this time of year, I want to be getting things out of the garden because I don't want to sit there and wait for that last tomato and deal with all the bugs and the heat and everything else to come with it.
You like the challenge.
I don't accept the challenge anymore. I used to, but no more. Now it's just let's get it in, get it out, and enjoy it. Freeze a lot of good stuff, and after that, we go to the grocery store.
That's something that a lot of people have a hard time with, is throwing their plants away, especially when they're still growing and they're still got green leaves. They don't want to go in there and take them out. They want to just push it right to the very end.
Yeah, well, Teresa, what I do is I do what they call a trench composting or in-ground composting. So when I go in to clear a bed, I take everything down, and then I've got a trench going in the same bed, and I bury all of it.
Wow.
Along with some compost. So I've actually got composting going on. When I prepare a bed this time of year, I'll take everything down, dig a trench, put the stuff in it, and then just rake it over, put some 666 down, put some hay on top of that, and let it sit and plan on planting out in, say, September, October. And by then, everything that I planted is rotted down, and it's a great bed to work with.
That's a great idea. Now, is this in full sun?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Oh,
Teresa, I have to tell you, Bob has great soil. He comes over and looks at my soil and just shakes his head. That's all I got to say. I've improved the soil, but not like he does, let me tell you. Hey, listen,
Bob had some wonderful containers this year. Your tomatoes, when I saw them in the containers, were doing great.
Yeah, well, they're starting to go down. But, you know, as soon as the rains come in, like you said, you get the bugs. The fruits are cracking. Beverly wrote me and told me that, you know, they don't have the rain, but they don't have the tomatoes cracking. My tomatoes are cracking. I don't know about yours.
No, I think the Park's Whopper is one that I grow, and also Campari. They have kind of a thicker skin, or at least a tougher skin, and I like to pick them when the color first starts showing a little bit. I don't leave them on the vine all the time. Bring them into the house, let them ripen there. So I don't run into that problem all that much.
Yeah,
but
okay.
You're right about one thing, and that is it has almost, I hate to say this, it's been a bug-free year over here.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And that's surprising since we didn't get a lot of winter freezes,
yeah,
too.
But I think it's a dry season that really...
Yeah, it must be, because, I mean, I applied some insecticide one time to the corn, and that's the only insecticide I've used in the garden this year.
Yep. Wow. Okay, Teresa, Bob, I got a text question here. We can all answer this one here. It says, thanks so much for the program. They appreciate it. And they're new to Florida. And so what summertime vegetables can I plant that my spring vegetables are starting to go under strain, go under? So what would they plant at this time of the year if they want to go through the summer?
Well, I guess there's the southern peas might still be okay. Okra, certainly. Those would be the ones that I'd go for. Fortunately, I don't like either of them, so I can stay inside out of the heat.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, some of the cherry tomatoes, they'll keep producing over the summertime. And then the Malabar spinach, the Caribbean vegetables, too, like or the tropical ones, like New Zealand spinach, Malabar spinach, they'll do well right now.
Yeah, chayote, dasheen, so some of those type of vegetables. I had another one I was thinking of. My favorite. What can I do without this? Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. I should have said that. Yeah, sweet potatoes is definitely one to have. I got to admit, I haven't grown them in a couple of years, but they're easy to grow, easy to keep going, and once you get them in the ground, you can always have a sweet potato.
Yeah, some people just like them for a ground cover, basically. And Teresa, we have ornamental ones, right?
We do have ornamental ones. They don't taste as good. So, I mean, they really should just stay like as a ground cover. But you can take a regular edible sweet potato and use it as and put it in an edible landscaping.
Yeah. We had one time at the Extension Center, and it's the Boniato, which is a Cuban sweet potato. And it has a cut leaf to it, a fancy leaf. And people wanted to know what that ground cover was. When I told them it was a sweet potato, they were surprised. Kind of interesting.
Well, now, do you guys go ahead and eat those leaves? You know, when we were growing, we used the leaves just like lettuce. They're very tasty.
Yeah, they say all parts of a sweet potato are edible. So
that's great.
I have not eaten the leaves, but you're alive and well, so it must be okay.
And, Tom, all they have to do is just get a sweet potato from the grocery store and cut it up into little chunks with the eyes in it, and they can plant it.
Yep, they can do that or let it sprout and get the shoots off of it.
Yeah.
Bob, I got a quick question here before we run out of time. What about fruit trees? I know you have some different ones, star fruit, for instance, and ones like that. Are they doing anything?
They're all resting right now. They've been through their fruiting season. I didn't get a lot because my trees are pretty young. My star fruit tree on the hand was quite established, and, oh, there was just so many star fruit this year. I guess I could have said it was the year of the star fruit. But we had just, honestly, bushel after bushel off of that big tree.
Wow, that's neat. And you have the horseradish tree there for the leaves and things like that?
Yes, yeah, the moringa.
Moringa.
Yep, we harvest the leaves and dry them and put those in jars. And my wife, Margie, she adds those tablespoon or teaspoon of moringa to just about everything that she makes to cook. So.
Yeah.
It's really good. That you can eat every part of that moringa plant, every part, the flowers, the beans, bean pods. It's all good. I love horseradish.
Yeah, well, you guys can have it.
yeah, I'm not so hot on the beans and the pods and the roots and all that stuff myself.
You got to remember, Bob is the person that eats dollar weed out of his yard, too.
True, that's true.
And he shared some with Joni and me. Thank you, Bob.
And what's his address?
No, we don't want. We're not going to get his address for the dollar weed.
Oh, okay. So sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, I've got a lot of people coming by right now to help me clean out the gardens.
Oh, that's just good. Hey, Bob, we appreciate you being with us. That's for sure. You have a great gardening day.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're going to head into a break right now.
Bye-bye.
Yep. And when we come back, Joni's going to be talking about twig ant. This is by popular demand, by the way. I had a lady write me and say that she found Joni's twig ant information online, and she thought it was so good that we ought to go ahead and do it again. So we'll be back with that information. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-616-6944.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-616-6944. That's 800-616-6944.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Better Lawns and Gardens today. It's been a good day so far for us. Great program. Happy to have Bob with us. And, of course, Teresa is co-hosting. Joni is here also. We have a new number for you to call in on for at least this week, maybe next week too. 407-916-5400. That's 407-916-5400. And Joni says I say them too fast, so I'll do it one more time. 407-916-5400, and you can call in and get with Tom Benson right now, who's answering the phones, and we'll be happy to help you out, that's for sure. I tell you what, let's get Joni in. We've probably got a little bit there. Here's her music, her entry point there. And Joni, take it away with the twig ant.
Okay. Have you been stung by an insect? Not sure what it could be. Some insects aren't very obvious, but carried a punch. This would be a twig ant. For some, produces a sting, just like a wasp.
Well, it does.
Yes. In case you haven't noticed, there's a bug in your yard, and most likely it's looking for you or one of your neighbors right now. They are often called twig ants, but this real name is elongate twig ant. If you live in any part of central, northeastern, coastal, or southern counties in Florida, you probably have these little monsters in your yard. and they are out in, how are you going to, like this?
Yeah.
Large numbers right now.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah. This means tempered, and came to us from Mexico. It's a solitary ant, a little less than half an inch long, with big black head and large red eyes. Step on them.
I don't get close enough to see the eyes on it. How do you do that?
I don't know. Its body is reddish brown with a black prostrator. Well, it usually is seen on wood fencing, plants, shrubs, trees, and they are most likely seen by you. It resembles a wasp, but it doesn't have wings. It may catch your eyes as it darts very quickly and erratically, trying to avoid being caught or cornered. I tried to catch one, to have it identified, and I was not it was not an easy thing to do at all. I wanted to bring it in and give it to Tom. They live in small nests, which may be found in hollow twigs or high up in large trees. They feed on live insects and collect honeydew from sap-suckling insects. He doesn't sound like too much of a threat, does he?
He lives off of fungus sometimes, too, yeah.
Cute little ant going about his business. But remember, I did it in a, I did call it a monster at the beginning. Well, this cute little ant and can sting worse than a hornet. The voice of experience speaks. This ant can drop from a tree or even appear on you from out of nowhere. Now, if we do see one of these ants on your leg or arm, do not try to hit it. You'll get stung. Believe me, just flick it off.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to worry about it now.
Yes.
Teresa, have you seen them?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, you're not in the right neighborhood.
Tell her to come over here.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Especially if you're under oak trees and things like that, and that's where they'll be. But one lady, she was from Texas. I think she lives in Florida. She found this note that Joni had written up on the Internet. If you go up and put Twigant into the Internet for a search engine, you'll find it, and then you will find my hand with one of them on my hands. Yeah. Now, it's interesting. Some people, they won't sting. Are reluctant stingers. Joni is a Twigant bait. And so if they land
isn't
on...
Isn't that wonderful, huh?
if they land on her, she's going to get stung. If they land on me, they'll around, and only if they get caught under my clothing or I touch them will they sting me. So I don't know. So
Twigant.
Interesting, that's for sure.
I've never heard of them before. Wow.
Yeah, well, now you'll see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't bother you, too. That's a possibility.
That could be it.
Yep. Yeah, I've got a text...
Wait. Tom,
yeah.
Why can't we send her a bunch of them?
Send her a bunch of them.
No. I'm good.
Okay.
I've got a text question here. It says, what's the latest on nematode control for the garden? And they've heard about a product called Nimitz, N-I-M-I-T-Z. You know, the nematode controls for the home garden have pretty much stayed the same. We're baking them out during the summertime. I think Ed mentioned that last week. The Nimitz is a commercial product, does have a lawn label, does have a commercial vegetable label. I don't think there's any talk of getting a home label at this particular time, home garden label, but it is out there for nematode control. But right now, all we have is just baking them out. Teresa, you got any other control for nematode? I think that's about it.
No, I don't. In fact, I would have to go and kind of really research and go to the stores. You want to read the labels, make sure that that nematodes are on the label of the product.
Yeah, there's things out there, but they don't work that well. Baking them out during the summertime is probably about our best
The heat. Yeah, that's the best way. Solarizing.
Yep. Right now it's break time, and we'll go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, if you want to give us a call, now's the time. Remember, 407-916-5400. And you can text us, 23680. Many people feel very comfortable during that. So feel free to give us a call or text us at 23680. And we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. Help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your tax-deductible donation will support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. For fast, free pickup of your vehicle 24/7, running or not, call 800-889-4952. For 24-hour response, call 800-889-4952. That's 800-889-4952.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I wanted to make sure I got through all my bulbs on my list here, so let me give them to you real quick, and then we're going to go to the phone calls. But here's my list. Caladiums, crinums, rain lilies, day lilies, gingers, akimenes, cannas, and the snake or voodoo lily. Those are the ones, some of my favorites, and of course Teresa gave you hers also. So I tell you what, let's go to the phone calls. Teresa, who do we have?
We have Alice in Palm Bay. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Alice. How can we help you?
Oh, great. Hey, I moved from Texas to Palm Bay, Florida, right, about a month ago or so.
Yeah, welcome to Florida.
Well, thank you. Hey, but this soil here in my yard is just awesome. I'm an average organic gardener. Okay, so everything I've planted so far in this crazy sand is just, it's getting beautiful when the dye's right off. What do I need to do to this sand to get it, to get my stuff to start growing? Now, my tomatoes are doing wonderful. My squash, my watermelon, all that stuff, just it came out beautiful, and it ended up just dying out.
Okay, Teresa?
Well, what I would do is you want to, you know, add organic amendments to it that would hold on to the moisture, and that's going to help your plant stay around a little bit longer, and that would mean adding compost, or you can add topsoil and some manure to it that will create a more moisture soil, moisture-holding soil.
How deep do I need to go? Because I did that, and I don't know how deep down. Because this sand goes like, I lie not, it goes like 3 feet down under sand.
We have sand. That is your soil. And anything you can do to improve it, Alice, is certainly going to help it out, that's for sure. And then you, besides that, going into the summer season, you pick up a lot of diseases and insects, and you might want to have them checked at the extension offices as soon as they open up. We appreciate that question, and we need to move on so we can get everybody.
Mario in Tallahassee. Good morning, Mario.
Hello,
Mario.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How can we help you?
I had, you know, we planted little trees like everyone does that are now 40-something feet high and block the sun, and I have dirt where I used to have beautiful sod. So my friends who would tell me I'm incompetent at everything say cast iron. That's what you want to plant there. So I'm a complete novice gardener. I have dogs. I'm worried about the wasps. Is that a concern that I should be concerned about?
Okay, so what's happening? Okay, you have trees that are grown tall. You've got bare soil underneath them, and yeah. So you want something to plant underneath there. Is that what you want?
Yeah, and everyone's telling me cast iron because I don't know what the heck I'm
cast
doing.
Iron. Well, cast
so
iron's
go
a good ground cover plant, but it's going to take a lot of them. Yeah. I kind of like Asiatic jasmine. Teresa?
Asiatic jasmine. There's also, you can do liriope and mondo grass. So that would take a little bit too. You could also do some ivies. You can do Algerian ivy. So I would want to look at what you have growing there in the background and kind of see if you can make it a garden. But you can, ivies and Asiatic jasmines are the good choice.
Yeah, they're probably going to be the
wasps.
I'm sorry?
Are wasps an issue with cast irons, though?
No. You know, not any more than any other plant.
Okay, very good. Asiatic. Get Asiatic jasmine.
Asiatic jasmine, and you got your ivies, you got mondegrass, you got liriope.
Good.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. I'm scratching that down. Let's get to another call.
Good, thank you.
Thank you, Mario. We've got Henry in Windermere. Good morning, Henry.
Hi, folks. Good morning to you.
Hello. How can we help?
For all of us novice gardeners.
Yeah, we got about a minute, Henry.
My question has to do with, in our case, is viburnum shrubs. We just incurred over $2,000 expense to repair our AC, a part of our AC system, because of the aggressive viburnum roots. My question is, was my mistake allowing the viburnum shrubs to grow up to be tree size?
Okay, the roots did what to your air conditioning system? It squashed the lines coming in or what?
Exactly.
Okay. Any roots can do that. It won't make a difference. I guess the bigger the plant, the thicker the roots. So that might be the case. But if the viburnums have been there for a long time, the roots are still going to get big and could cause that type of problem for you. Teresa, what do you think?
I think so. Keeping it shorter and keeping it pruned down may do a little bit to keep the roots a little bit smaller. But I would put something smaller there, either irises or plumbago, something that doesn't get 18 feet tall next to your air condition.
Yeah, or at least maybe even viburnum suspensum, something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Small,
yeah.
Smaller.
That's a good
type.
One.
But any plant that has thick roots could compress a line, and that's what evidently happened to yours there.
All righty.
Good. Thank you, Henry.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much.
Tom, any text messages?
Let's see. They have a beautiful oak tree. 100 little oaks sprouted from the roots. We have been mowing them, but the leaves keep poking up around the tree all the time. I don't know any way except just go ahead and prune them down.
I do, too. And, mowing around the tree roots, so the surface roots, are going to keep getting, you're going to get more suckers, nicking those roots.
Yeah, maybe you can cut them down, things like that. And that might help you out. Thanks for joining us for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens. Now, coming up on hour number two, Teresa's going to be talking about the right plant, right place, and that's very important to get the landscape established. So join us for hour number two. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.